and I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday lashed out at Ukrainian cross-border attacks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is describing a Ukrainian incursion into the country's southwestern Kursk region as a large-scale provocation. As his officials say, they're fighting off cross-border raids for a second day. Ukrainian officials are remaining quiet about the scope of the operation. If confirmed, the cross-border foray would be among Ukraine's largest since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022, and unprecedented for its deployment of Ukrainian military units. Kyiv's aim could be to draw Russian reserves to the area and potentially weaken Moscow's offensive operations in several parts of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Egypt's civil aviation ministry says it's ordered Egyptian Airlines to avoid Iranian airspace for 3 hours on Thursday after a notice from Tehran to do so because of military exercises. The warning comes amid soaring tensions in the region following last week's assassination of terrorist group Hamas's leader in Tehran. The ministry said the warning came in a notice sent by Iran to all commercial airlines. Israel has been bracing for an attack by Iran over the assassination. Chile's President Gabriel Boric said on Wednesday he does not recognize Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's self-proclaimed victory, he called it, in the country's hotly contested election late last month. The rejection of Maduro's claim that he won the July 28th election by the center-left Boric echoes similar positions adopted by his counterparts across Latin America, including in Guatemala, Argentina, and Peru.